What's up? Today, episode 45, we're going to be talking about three things that you could be or should be doing every day if you have an online course business. And whenever I am sitting there thinking, what am I supposed to be working on right now? I wish I had someone to tell me what to do or know what's most important. I typically come back to these three things. So I'll get into them in this episode. Let's roll. So if you have a business or a side hustle or in some form or fashion are selling stuff online, and it's a digital product, not a physical product. So if you're doing Amazon or drop shipping, something like that, or you have your own e-com store where you're selling, you know, handmade pot holders, that's physical products. I don't mess with that. I don't know how to do that very well. I don't think I've ever tried it. I thought about at one point making cutting boards and selling them until I realized I had to make a cutting board, and that took me like 10 hours. So I usually just stuck to those as gifts. But when you get into selling digital products, that's more like information, education, software, things that are not physical. You don't have to deliver it to somebody. You just give someone access to something already created. That is what I know how to make and sell. Not so much make on the software side, but marketing for digital products. With that said, when you are working on your side hustle or your business or whatever it is, one of the issues that comes up, at least it did for me, is that when you're in charge of the business, you don't really have anyone sitting there saying, all right, here's what I need you to work on next. Or, hey, here's what our goal is. You know, help us meet this goal. Like, that's the nice part about having a job, is that there's somebody there to tell you what to do. And if not tell you what to do, at least they have, like, they're the ones pointing towards the goal. Like, hey, here's the strategy. Here's our overall plan. You make a plan to get from A to B, or they, you know, in some cases, depending on the job, will tell you exactly, hey, here's exactly what I want you to do. I've noticed the more the job requires someone else telling you exactly what to do, the lower you get paid, but that's a different podcast episode. So the problem becomes, you know, I've had the several days where I sit there and I go, okay, well, I want this course, I want to sell this thing, or like I've got an online course, test prep, or, you know, course on how to do real estate photography or whatever it might be. I want to sell this thing, or I want to create it and sell it maybe. What am I supposed to do? What should I be doing right now? So I'm going to give a little hat tip to one of the OGs of digital marketing. And if you have no idea what OG means, it means original. I believe it means original gangsta. I could be completely wrong. And even hearing those words come out of my mouth probably makes all of you cringe to your core as how lame that sounded. But basically just means, you know, one of the firsts. Frank Kern, digital marketing. He's got his own podcast. It's kind of... I don't want to say inconsistent, but you know, there's little episodes here and there, so I find it helpful. Anyways, I got this from his podcast originally, and then I started doing it for myself and found it to be very beneficial. So I'm sharing it with you and putting my own little remix on it. So he says three things you should create every day, and then he talks about some formula which similarly matches up with it. But three things that you can create every day that will help you get to your goals. Number one, create some type of asset. So that asset could be your actual product that you're going to sell, like your online course or your ebook or whatever it is. It could be a lead magnet, so something that you're going to offer to people to attract them to sign up for your email list or get their contact information, or the freebie to build goodwill. Build an asset every day. I believe it was make an offer every day. Doesn't have to always be like screaming sales, but either an ad or an email, or announce it in a podcast. Let people know that you have something to sell. And I know there was a third one, but I can't really remember what it is right now. But those are the two things that stuck with me. It's like, all right, either create something to sell, or be working on a message or an offer or something to sell it, right? Like a sales page or a website or an ad or podcast, whatever. But here's the real thing that I remembered is this formula. And I come back to this formula. If you want to make money online, he says, Mr. Kern, Says the formula is offers plus goodwill times frequency equals sales. So we'll break these down. An offer, we just talked about what that is. It is offering your stuff for sale. So he says, hey, the more times you make an offer, the more sales you'll get. Now, the problem with this is people think an offer is just an email that says, hey, I've got this thing. I'm running a promotion on it or a deal on it. Buy my stuff now. Buy now. Buy now. And, you know, you've been on the receiving end of that. And, you know, like, oh, my gosh, I'd be worn out if I got an email from someone every day or some type of messaging that says buy my thing every day. I would unsubscribe pretty quickly. I'd be like, this is, you know, get out of here. Nobody likes, well, there's a saying, right? Everybody loves to buy. Nobody loves to be sold to. So there are ways to, because I've heard someone call it stealth selling. I don't really like that because that sounds like it's trickery. It's not trickery, but here's the thing. People like to, what's the word? I mean, people like to learn, but I think if you focus on the goodwill portion of this, it'll make more sense. So make offers, but you can do them in a way that doesn't feel so salesy. That's what I'm trying to say. So let's move to the goodwill part and then we can come back. So build goodwill. What does build goodwill mean? So if you don't know a friend, right, you wouldn't walk up to someone you just met and start asking favors from them, right? Typically, you wouldn't do that because they're going to have a higher likelihood of declining because they're like, I don't know you. I don't feel like they owe you anything, right? Like, why would I necessarily, unless it's, you know, like, oh, just kind of a culturally accepted goodwill, like, oh, hey, I dropped a cup on the ground and someone sees that my hands are full and I said, oh, hey, do you mind grabbing that for me? You know, sure, someone might do that. But if I walk up to someone I don't know and I say, hey, can you give me $100? They're going to be like, no. Hey, will you buy this thing for me? They're going to be like, why would I do that? I don't know you. I have no goodwill built up with you. This goes back to what I talked to a few episodes ago about reciprocity and some of the stuff you're learning in that, or that I'm learning or getting reinforced in the book, Influence by Robert Cialdini. Very good book. So you want to make deposits in your goodwill bank, right? In your reciprocity bank. You have to do something for someone or help them somehow so that when they think about you in their mind, they think favorably, right? Because if someone has done something that's helpful and it doesn't seem like they're out to trick you or get you and they're just genuinely trying to serve you, you know, you're like, oh, I like this person. You know, you want to be liked. You want to be trusted. And people like to do business with people that they trust. So build goodwill. How do you build goodwill? Well, it's not necessarily giving away all your stuff, right? It doesn't really do anything for you or for them because people a lot of times don't necessarily value things that are free. They'll just skim over it. But if they pay a lot for it, they'll take it more seriously. I mean, it sounds stupid, but it is true. So goodwill, how could you do it? You can identify, hey, what's the very first step in this person's journey or problem cycle that you're trying to help with? And let me just help them solve the first step, you know? Something that's truly helpful. You're not just saying, like, you're not giving only a piece of the answer to then they're like, oh crap, well now this is useless without the rest of it. And then they might just get mad, you know what I mean? And now you haven't helped them, you've just frustrated them. But give them a piece where they can have like a tangible result. Like, oh, like I did this and this worked. So A, it builds some credibility. Like, oh, this person knows what they're talking about. And then B, it's like, oh, that actually helped me. I appreciate that help. So sometimes what this looks like for us, or I'll give you some examples. What this looks like for us is we'll do a, one time, you know, for people who are studying for this test, we said, hey, take this quiz, give 10 questions. They took it, they were graded. And then we say, hey, we're going to run a free training where we walk through the answers to all these questions and we explain them in detail. Hop on the training. Even if you register for the training, we'll send you the recording. All right. And this is not like a trick, right? Like, and we tell them, hey, we're going to give you a discount on the course, like a study resource at the end. Right. So obviously we want them to come because we want to tell them about our study resources that they can buy from us if they want to really dive in. But even if they don't buy anything, I want them to feel like, oh, this was actually really helpful and I had a good time on here. You know, so we went in and I literally went into each of the 10 questions and we did it together. I showed the answer and then I gave detailed explanations as to why that was the right answer. And I just really tried to be helpful. And I did that for about an hour, right? And so I did that for an hour. At the end of the hour, people were like, wow, thank you so much. And then some of the people were like, yeah, I actually am about to take this test and I need some help. So I'm going to buy this, you know, your full study, video study course. Other people were just like, oh, that was just really informative. And, you know, I appreciate it, right? And they didn't buy, which is totally fine. Because some people, you know, it's not the right time for everyone. There's only a small percentage of people that are going to be ready to buy whatever it is that you want to sell at that given moment. So for a small percentage of the people, they were ready to buy then. They did. For the rest of the other people that were on the call, that was just me building goodwill with them. And then the next time I send out an email and they see it from me, they know, oh, Dave isn't just some kind of shyster trying to just rip me off, or he's not just trying to extract money from me. He truly is a helpful person, or they put out helpful products, or they do a good job with whatever it is. They think favorably. And so whenever it does come time for them to take you up on an offer, right, that you have, they're so much more likely to do that. You know, we looked on our email list one time, and I think, oh my goodness, I'm riding in my car and I just rode by this woman on this tiny scooter she's driving. That's hilarious. Anyway, she had a little, she looked like she had her kid on there with her, which made a little bit more sense as to why she looked like she was driving a scooter for ants. Anyways, hi, a little sidebar. But yeah, so, you know, try to be helpful. Build that goodwill. So the more you build goodwill, oh, I was saying, my email list, people are on it for like 6 to 9 months before they ever buy anything, because they need to get to know like what it is that you do and what kind of stuff you offer and how you can help them and all that. So just, people get too impatient sometimes with this process. And it's important to start building trust and building an audience before it comes time to sell. People focus so much on building a product, you know, building your course or whatever it is. And that's important to have a good course, good product. Then you go to say, all right, I got my product. I'm ready to sell. Where are my customers at? And all of your customers have no idea who you are. And your customers have no idea why they should buy from you or what you can do for them or what value you bring. So that now that's the real hard part is getting your message out there and starting to build that trust, build that goodwill. So that's the goodwill part of it. So if you have that goodwill, the more you can send out stuff that's goodwill, that's helpful. And then you can wrap your offer into the goodwill. I mean, Frank Kern says this in his thing, right? You can make an offer. It doesn't have to be, hey, buy my thing. It can be at the end of your goodwill content. You say, hey, you know, if you're interested in this, here's something that we do. If this seems like it's a good time for you, if this is right for you, helpful for you, feel free to take us up on the offer. If not, no big deal. I just hope you know, you really found the rest of this helpful, valuable, whatever, right? That's it. For me, that's a way to make offers and to do business that doesn't feel sleazy, right? Because nobody likes the feeling of being like, I just want you to buy my stuff. It feels like a very one-way transaction and, you know, just doesn't feel good. So you want to be helpful. People like to buy from people they like. So yeah, I'm happy to dive into other types of industries. You know, I'm always coming at it from a drone perspective because we sell drone education. But even from a B2B scenario, right? Like if you have a relationship and, you know, and I say like, oh, hey, you guys should partner with us and buy our stuff. They're gonna be like, I don't know about that. But in a relationship with a, let's say a potential business, like a B2B relationship, if I say, oh, sure. Hey, you know what, guys? Like, hey, why don't you, you know, make a connection for them. Hey, I think it might be helpful if you guys get connected with this other company. You guys might do business together. Or you try to make some intros, or maybe you say, hey, why don't you know, hey, you know what? Take a couple courses for free. Like, you've got some staff you're trying to train up. Here, I'll give you, you know, 4 free courses, right? They might go, oh, wow, that's really nice, right? You're depositing in that goodwill bank. And then later, if it leads to something where you guys can partner together on something, or, you know, like, oh, hey, well, you actually have all these customers. That'd be great if you know, promoted our product too. You know, you can, when you go to make that ask later, you're coming from a place of, oh, I've got goodwill stored up, and not just straight to the ask. So then that would be in a way to make your offer out there. So it's a little bit different with the relationship versus an audience like on email or social media. But, you know, goodwill plus offers plus goodwill times frequency equals money. So problem is, a lot of, and I make this mistake too, you kind of let things sit for too long. You don't make offers enough. And, you know, some people say, hey, you should email your list every day. Personally, I just feel like I just can't do that. It's too much. You know, we try to email them. I don't want to email them with the same stuff every day because then people get tired of that. But if I can find enough, like, variety of helpful things to be sending out, then we will do that and maybe just include some links at the bottom. Like, oh, hey, if you ever want to look at our stuff, here it is. But I don't do every day, but we will do at least 1 a week, sometimes multiple per week on, you know, different things. And again, this could be another podcast, but segmenting your audience, if you start to get a lot of people on your email list, you'll have people who are interested in different types of things. So trying to be respectful of that and say, hey, if you're not interested in whatever this topic is, just click here. And then I'm not going to send you more emails about it. Like, but you'll still be on our email list, but I won't bug you about this thing you don't care about. You know, because for us, you know, there's a lot of people who already have their drone license or whatever, or they don't even live in the United States. It doesn't apply to them. So they don't want to get, you know, 4 emails in a row about a study course for something that doesn't apply to them. So they just click that button and, you know, they don't get any more of those. That way we're not blocking up their email inbox with stuff that doesn't matter for them. So, all right, that's it. Every day, try to create some type of, some asset for your business, some digital asset. And then number 2, you know, try to do something to build goodwill with your people. And then remember, offers plus goodwill times frequency equals money. So do one of those and you'll have a winning strategy. Might take a little bit longer than you want, especially at the beginning for the audience building, but the sooner you can start, the better. All right. That's what I got. Peace out.